Part of the urban growth in Fonthill includes two new developments on Port Robinson Road near Rice Road. One is Lavender Fields, a townhouse development under construction by Grey Forest Homes Limited, and scheduled for completion later this year. It features a total of 87 units, sized at just under 1,500 square feet, average cost about $900,000. Saffron Estates by Mountain View Homes is the other build, featuring dozens of both single detached units and townhomes. A reader contacted Pelham Today recently to share her concerns about safety at the development's entrance, exit points on Port Robinson Road. The two above-mentioned developments have four entrances, exits on Port Robinson Road, none with a stop sign in place. The reader contacted the town of Pelham and asked why none of the four exits had stop signs. The response was that the builds are townhouse corporations, and stop signs are not required by law. It's the same as exiting your driveway in any urban development, she was told. I find that very odd, she told Pelham Today, and opined that, law or no law, with such a high volume of homes and vehicles in the two developments, stop signs should be at all exits for safety reasons. Above. No stop signs appear at any intersection with Port Robinson Road for streets leading out of the Lavender Field subdivision. Above. However, in downtown Fonthill, both exits from the Victory Garden condos, also located on a private road, are marked by stop signs. Barb Weens, Pelham's director of planning and development, said that she is not sure who the Pelham Today reader spoke with at the town, but said that requirements for regulatory street signage for new developments is managed through Pelham's Public Works Department, and would be something they review and comment on during the approval process of a development application. Lavender Fields is a private development that has two private laneways accessing Port Robinson Road. They are not public roads, but private roads managed by the condominium corporation, she said. Weens offered to follow up with Public Works Director Jason Marr regarding regulatory signage requirements on private driveways, and whether that falls under the jurisdiction of the town. Marr has been approached for comment.